您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast CN。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Hello and welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Shen Ting.
I'm Emma. Last time we talked about fortune telling.
And today we'll go on with the topic.
Hello, 欢迎收听国际在线实用英语课堂节目，我是 Emma.
我是 Shen Ting. 上周我们的话题是算命。
在今天的实用英语课堂中，我们要继续这个话题。
Part 2. What Chinese astrology chart says about Beth?
Beth 的命盘。
Dialogue 1. I printed up your Chinese astrology chart.
But I already know that I'm a red and all that.
This is much more detailed. It's called the Purple Star or Purple King system.
Great! And maybe it can tell me if I have a future with Tim.
Okay, but first,take a look at this 命盘 to see how the system works.
It looks like all divided into zones.
Exactly. There are 12 sectors or zones with planets that influence each stage of your life.
Are these the same planets like Mercury and Jupiter and all of them?
Yes, but some of the constellations don't exist anymore.
对话中 ，Jason 把 Beth 的命盘打印了出来。Astrology 就是指占星术 ，Astrology chart 就是指天宫图、星盘，而命盘呢，则是中国的命盘的音译。
Beth 已经知道自己是属鼠的，诸如此类的事情了，还要算命盘干什么呢 ？Jason 告诉他，这种命盘要详细得多，这叫做紫微或者是紫微斗数。It's called the Purple Star or Purple King System。
我们会在后面跟大家详细的介绍紫微斗数。现在来继续看对话。Beth 觉得这个主意不错，这样他就可以知道自己和 Tim 有没有未来了。Future 在这里是指今后的情况、前途、前景。比如说 ，I give up my job because there was no future in it。我的工作没有前途，所以我辞职了。
好，现在我先来看看这个命盘是如何运作的。命盘看起来分成了好多格，而十二宫或者格里的星宿影响着人生的每一个时期。Zone 是指区，而 Sector 表示领域。在对话里呢是指宫
Beth 有点迷糊了，问这是不是跟水星或者木星那些一样吗？ Planet 就是指行星，而 Mercury 就是九大行星中的水星， Jupiter 是木星。紫微斗数里面的一些星宿呢，确实跟这些行星有相似的地方，但是呢有些星宿现在已经不存在了。 Constellation 就是星座星宿的总称。
好，那么 Beth 的命盘到底如何呢？我们还要接着往下看。现在再来听一遍刚才的对话。
I printed up your Chinese astrology chart.
But I already know that I'm a red and all that.
This is much more detailed. It's called the Purple Star or Purple King system.
Great! And maybe it can tell me if I have a future with Tim.
Okay, but first, take a look at this 命盘 to see how the system works.
It looks like all divided into zones.
Exactly. There are 12 sectors or zones with planets that influence each stage of your life.
Are these the same planets like Mercury and Jupiter and all of them?
Yes, but some of the constellations don't exist anymore. Dialogue 2.
So tell me what my childhood is like.
Your child sector contains the secretary. You must have read a lot.
Yeah, that's right. So, does it say anything about why I never have any money?
You have a bad sign in your wealth sector.
Maybe I should marry rich then.
Your marriage zone has a strange sign too, the entertainer.
So, Tip might become a pop star?
Maybe. Or a gambler. He likes to play poker, doesn't he?
Oh, no. I want a second opinion.
This system is ancient and accurate, but I'm no expert. Maybe you should find one.
I think I'll try Western astrology first.
那么命盘上显示的 Beth 的童年是什么样子的呢？ Jason 发现他的命盘上子女宫写着 Secretary， 这可不是秘书的意思，在紫微斗数中是指文昌这颗星，也就是说 Beth 一定是读了很多书，博学多闻。
Beth 觉得这命盘说得很准。那么命盘上有没有说他为什么一直没有钱呢？ Jason 仔细看了一下，发现 Beth 的财帛宫有颗非常不好的星。Beth 说也许自己应该嫁一个有钱人， marry rich， 就表示跟富有的人结婚。
Jason 说 Beth 的夫妻宫也有一颗奇怪的星，是 the entertainer， 贪狼星。 entertainer 在英语中是艺人明星的意思，但是在紫微星斗数中呢，是指贪狼这颗星。那就是意味着 Beth 的男朋友 Tim 将来会成为一个娱乐明星吗？ pop star 是指流行明星，尤其是指歌星的意思。
Jason 说也许是这样，或者 Tim 会成为一个赌徒，因为他喜欢玩扑克牌。 Beth 可不希望是这样，所以他还是要再用别的方法算一算。 Jason 说紫微斗数这种算法呢，既古老又精确，不过他可不是这方面的专家，也许 Beth 应该找专家算一算。
Beth 说他会先试一试西方的星座学。好，现在我们来给大家总结一些用紫微斗数算命时候的好用句子。 Purple Star Astrology is a traditional Taoist Chinese divination system. 紫微斗数是中国道家传统的算命方法。
Your fate is analyzed by looking at the position of 115 stars. 利用115颗星星不同的意义来阐释人生命运的万千现象。 The Purple Star or Purple King is the most central star, so the whole system is called Purple Star Astrology. 紫微星为众星之首，故称为紫微斗数。
接下来 Purple Star Astrology divides your life into 12 zones based on your birth date and time. 紫微斗数是用一个人的出生年月日时排出十二宫。 Each planet plays a different role at a different time in a person's life. 每一颗星在不同的人生时期扮演不同的角色。
最后 It describes your fate. 命盘排出来的是你的命。 But it doesn't necessarily tell you what your luck will be like tomorrow.但是并不是代表未来的命一定会如此。紫微斗数听起来还是比较复杂的。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。So tell me what my childhood is like.
Your child sector contains the secretary. You must have read a lot.
Yeah, that's right. So does it say anything about why I never have any money?
You have a bad sign in your wealth sector.
Maybe I should marry rich then.
Your marriage zone has a strange sign too, the entertainer.
So, Tip might become a pop star?
Maybe. Or a gambler. He likes to play poker, doesn't he?
Oh, no. I want a second opinion.
This system is ancient and accurate, but I'm no expert. Maybe you should find one.
I think I'll try Western astrology first.
Don't leave now. Not yet.There were times regret, and I'm sorry somehow.
现在我们来听首歌休息一下，来自 Darius Live Twice.
If I could only let you know, give up everything I know.But just one more day with you, there's nothing I wouldn't do. How could I let it pass me by? I'd make every sacrifice to bring me back your love. If only we could live fast. If only we could live fast.
you tell me I'm wrong. Still echoes in my soul. Please forgive me, I didn't say I love you every single day. Oh. If I could only let you know, I'd give up everything I own. But you put my day with you, nothing I wouldn't do. I could not let it pass me by. Let me get it, say goodbye. To bring me back your love. If only we could live by. If only we could live by. Nobody's lonely, we only get one chance. I didn't know that our time was just so fast. While we have to say goodbye, I don't know. I could only let you know. Nothing I wouldn't do. Could I let it pass me by? Nothing can pass me by. To bring me back your love. If only we could live wild. If we could sacrifice. To bring me back your love. If only we could live wild.
You have been listening to CRI Online Solo English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实验英语课堂。OK, welcome back. 欢迎你来。你现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂节目。我是安娜。
我是沈听。今天我们继续上周的话题，算命。
刚才呢，给大家听了两段对话，现在我们来接着往下看。
Part 3. I am your Mithraide.
我是你的真命天子。
Dialogue 1.
Come here and look. I've written out my natal chart off a website.
Does it have any better news about your marriage prospects?
It said that my Venus is in Pisces, so I'm a very romantic person.
Well, you do like romantic music. Does it say anything different than the Chinese one?
It says I'm not scholarly because my Mercury is in Gemini.
But that's totally different than the Chinese one.
Well, they can't both be right, can they?
Maybe you should look at an Indian Vedic chart.
No, that would just confuse me more.
对话中 Beth 把自己命运的星盘打印了出来 Natal 表示诞生的 Natal chart 就表示命盘 Beth 这次是用西方的星座学来算自己的命盘那么这次对她的婚姻前途有什么更好的说法吗
Prospects 表示前景前程成功的机会跟我们上面说过那个 future 差不多比如说 The job has no prospects 这工作没有什么前途也就是说 The job offers little possibility of promotion这个工作没有什么晋升的机会
那么对话中说的 marriage prospects 就是指婚姻前途 Beth 说她的金星 Venus 落在了双鱼座所以她是一个非常浪漫的人 这里说到了星座的问题，那么我们就来告诉大家十二星座的说法。牡羊座 Aries， 出生在3月21日到4月20号之间的人都是牡羊座。
金牛座 Taurus， 4月21日到5月20日之间出生的人都是金牛座。双子座 Gemini， 是5月21日到6月21日之间出生的人的星座。巨蟹座 Cancer， 是6月22日至7月22日之间出生的人的星座。
狮子座 Leo， 是7月23日到8月22日之间出生的人的星座。处女座 Virgo， 是8月23日到9月22日之间出生的人，都是处女座。天秤座呢是 Libra， 他们是出生在9月23日至10月22日之间。
天蝎座 Scorpio 的人呢是在10月23日到11月21日之间出生。那么射手座 Sagittarius 是11月22日到12月21日之间出生的人。摩羯座 Capricorn 就是指那些在12月22日到1月19日之间出生的人。
还有水瓶座 Aquarius 是1月20日至2月19日出生的人。最后是双鱼座 Pisces，是那些在2月20日至3月20日之间出生的人。
好，说完了星座，现在我们就来说说九大行星吧。因为对话中的星座命盘也和九大行星的位置有关。九大行星呢是水星 Mercury， 金星 Venus， 地球 Earth，
火星 Mars， 木星 Jupiter， 土星 Saturn， 天王星 Uranus， 海王星 Neptune 和冥王星 Pluto。 Beth 命盘中的金星落在了双鱼座，说明他是一个非常浪漫的人。Jason 觉得挺准的，因为平常 Beth 就非常喜欢浪漫的音乐。
不过呢， Beth 命盘中的水星落在了双子座上，表明他不是一个学者型的人，这跟他的中国命盘算出来的就不一样了。 Beth 也不知道到底哪一个比较准， Jason 建议他也许应该去看看印度的吠陀星盘。
吠陀星盘就是 Indian Vedic Chart， 是印度品族的传统占星学，强调宿命观，研究方向在于个人的名誉、运气和财富等，和西方占星强调个人的性格及天赋大不相同，所以 Beth 觉得还是不要算了，这样会让他更加困惑到底该信哪一个了。
Confuse 表示把某人弄糊涂，使迷惑，使为难，比如说 They confused me by asking so many questions at the same time， 他们同时提出那么多问题把我搞糊涂了。 His unexpected arrival confused all of our plans， 他突然的到来把我们所有的计划都打乱了。
好，这段对话呢我们就讲到这里，现在再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Come here and look. I bring out my natal chart off the website.
Does it have any better news about your marriage prospects?
It said that my Venus is in Pisces, so I'm a very romantic person.
Well, you do like romantic music. Does it say anything different than the Chinese one?
It says I'm not scholarly because my Mercury is in Gemini.
But that's totally different than the Chinese one.
Well, they can't both be right, can they?
Maybe you should look at an Indian Vedic chart.
No, that would just confuse me more.
Dialogue 2. Well, I think the Chinese system is the best.
Well, it did say I was scholarly. I like that.
See? Ours is more scientific.
But your constellations aren't even in the sky anymore.
It doesn't matter. Their energies are there just the same.
All right.Maybe I shouldn't be dating Tim, then.
Because you don't want to end up with a gambler. I'm not a gambler.
Are you telling me the stars are telling us to be together?
My Venus is in Pisces, and I've always wanted to be a pop star. I think it's fate.
Jason 和 Beth 两个人在争论到底是哪一种算命的方法比较准。 Jason 认为还是中国的算法最好， Beth 也觉得中国的算法挺准的，因为说他是学者型很合他的心意。
Jason 得意洋洋地说，看吧，中国的算法才是更科学的。 Beth 笑话他说，中国算法中有些星宿甚至在天空中都已经不存在了，还科学呢。 Jason 说，这不要紧，无论在与不在，他们的能量都是一样的。
Beth 说，如果中国的算法算得准的话，他就不应该继续跟 Tim 交往了，他可不想嫁给一个赌徒。 Jason 趁机说，既然是这样，他可不是一个赌徒，言外之意呢就是 Beth 可以试试跟他交往。
Beth 很疑惑，难道命盘中的星宿说他们可以在一起吗？ Jason 说，他的金星也在双鱼座，而且他一直想当一个大明星，所以觉得他们在一起就是宿命的安排。
I think it's fate.
Fate 和 destiny 都是命运的意思，但是呢 fate 偏向于悲剧收场，而 destiny 则是倾向于有好的结果。我们还可以说 it's meant to be。 meant 是命的过去分词，代表预定、意欲。下次你想说这是上天注定的，可别弄错了你想要的命运哦。
嗯，现在我们用一个对话来做例子，比如说 How were we lucky enough to get into the same university? Yes, I think we'll get married someday. I think we're meant to be together. I couldn't agree more. 我们真是三生有幸啊，进了同一所大学读书。对，我想我们将来会结婚。我觉得我们是命中注定要在一起的，没错。
好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Well, I think the Chinese system is the best.
Well, it did say I was scholarly. I like that.
See, ours is more scientific.
But your constellations aren't even in the sky anymore.
It doesn't matter. Their energies are there just the same.
All right. Maybe I shouldn't be dating Tim, then.
Because you don't want to end up with a gambler. I'm not a gambler.
Are you telling me the stars are telling us to be together?
My Venus is in Pisces.And I've always wanted to be a pop star. I think it's fate.
It doesn't really matter now you're gone. You never were around that much.
节目的最后，我们一起来听来自 The Cause.可儿乐队的 Long Night。
Now we are near the end of the program. In the next unit, we'll give you some tips on how to get fit. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们结束了算命这个话题，下周呢，我们要给大家介绍一下美国的小费文化。如果大家有任何建议或意见呢，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。我们下期节目再会。